on The Big Breakfast with Blandy. A look at the weekend NRL with Triple M's Anthony Maroon.
And we do it thanks to Trade Tools Islander Road. He's on a roll, 6 out of 8 last week. You've got to be happy with 6 out of 8. Anthony, good morning.
Yes, mate. In the current environment, I would have to be happy with 6 out of 8.
Tomorrow night, because there's no footy tonight, which is strange.
Yes, well, Magic Round, mate. Mm. So it's a big occasion. And for those of you who don't know about Magic Round, it's a simple concept where all the games are played at one venue. So far, we've done it in Brisbane, but I believe in years to come, New Zealand will get a crack. Probably Perth will get a crack at it. And I know Canberra, believe it or not, are keen to have a crack at it as well. So it all starts tomorrow night with the biggest game of the year, 15th versus 16th, to be a blockbuster.
Yes, both coming off losses last week. How do you see it, Anthony?
Well, I think it comes down to, if I look at it on paper, it's hard to say who will win. For both the coaches, they're both good blokes. They both need a win. But I think on effort, the Bulldogs get there.
Okay, the Bullies to defeat the old struggling Knights. There, you were talking big things. You said, Joey, oh, big things with the Knights this year.
Yes, didn't he get that wrong?
Didn't he? Well, so far anyway. The Seagulls take on the Broncos, both coming off a win last week. The latter against your mob.
Well, this is going to be a cracking good game because the Sea Eagles, the Trbojevic boys, all playing so well. We know what they're capable of. They get a couple of it back from injury. But the Broncos get Payne Haas back, and we know how good Adam Reynolds has been playing. It's a home game. They're the real deal, the Broncos. Not that I think they can win the comp, but they can certainly make the finals. So I'm going to tip them to win this.
Okay, the Eagles up against the Bronx. Now, the Warriors and the Rabbits, both coming off a loss last week.
Yeah, well, this is... You go back 3 weeks, the Warriors get beat by 70. Then the week later, they win a heroic game and a field goal. Then last week, they get beat by 12 men. With the Warriors, you just don't know who's going to turn up. We know the Bunnies have got some key injuries and some key outs, which is really going to affect them moving forward. But I think they'll have enough in the tank to win this game.
Okay, then. The Titans and Dragons do battle on Saturday, flogged by the Roosters last week, the Titans, and the Dragons flogged by the Storm, so both coming off and licking their wounds.
Yes, well, Dragons beaten by Melbourne. Well, everybody's getting flogged by Melbourne, so let's give them a pass on that one and go back to previous form. And I think they should be too good for the Titans. The Titans, as we've said a couple of times, Titans and the Raiders have been the real disappointing outfits for the year. I don't know where the Titans get their next win. Like a lot of these bottom sides, they don't have key players in key positions. And that's their problem, and I think the Dragons beat them.
Okay, not hard to pick the match of the round here. It is the Storm Panthers first versus second. What a cracker. This is going to sort it out, isn't it?
Absolutely, mate. Neutral territory at the beautiful Suncorp Stadium. And a lot of the talk around here today has been, can Penrith lose 2 games in a row? Well, of course they can. And who would care? What difference will it make? It'll make no difference to them in the long run if they lose 2 games in a row. I know Pappenhausen's out for Melbourne, but this is going to be an absolute cracker of a game. If you haven't sat down and watched a game for a while, watch this one, and I'll tip Melbourne to win.
Okay, the Storm Sharkies take on the Raiders. You'd have to think the Sharkies would have the chocolates there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I'm going to go Sharkies here, mate.
Okay, the Roosters and Eels. Now, they beat the Panthers last week, the Eels, and they're up against the Roosters who flogged the Titans. So this will be a good game.
Well, isn't it interesting for Roosters supporters and then for us South supporters as well, our two teams just aren't the teams they were. So Roosters go in against Parramatta, and on the back of what Parramatta did last week, I'm going to tip...
Tip who, sorry?
I'm going to tip Parramatta.
Oh, sorry, you just dropped out there as you gave that one. So we'll circle the Eels there, and we'll wrap it up with the West Tigers Cowboys. You'd have to think the Cowboys too good.
I'm going to say that this will be their 5th win in a row for the North Queensland Cowboys.
Okay, thanks for your time, mate. We do it thanks to Trade Tools Islander Road. Don't go anywhere until you see Trade Tools. They got the good gear there, mate, at the best prices too. Hey, happy calling on the weekend, Anthony.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you very much. If you get the mob from Trade Tools to send me down some kind of a circular saw or some sort of a grinder, I'm going to take the roof off the Camaro and I'm going to do it myself.